totally can. Okay, this is from the Halakha Chaval Yibuv, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, Chagah Pesach, a little white volume. Says Avraham Lashur. No, really, you need this piece. You can't go into Pesach without this piece. Because if you go into Pesach without this piece, then you're going in for yourself and you're not going in for the Rabbanu Shalom. And who wants to live a life where he's not in it for the Rabbanu Shalom? Manishtana alayla ze mikol alaylos. Shebechol alaylos anu ochlin chametz u'matzav alayla ze kulo matzav. There's a famous question that the Mepharshim ask. Ubebir she'elezu kosu ha'kadmonim. Chassam Sofer in Parshas Bo brings it in the name of the Abarbanel. Here's the question. The question is, there's probably no night in the calendar year where a Jew spends as much of the night as he does on the Leil Seder saying thank you to Hashem. That's what it's all about. We're reliving the miracles, not so that we can feel, you know, wow, that was so cool that Hashem did Dom Tzvardei Akinim, Arov, etc. We're reliving the miracles so we could say, Rabbono Shel Olam, thank you so much for everything you did for us. Thank you for saving us from Mitzrayim. If you had not saved us from Mitzrayim, we'd still be in Mitzrayim. It's an unbelievable night of Hakaras Hatov. That's a major theme. Interesting, look in the Leiv Eliyahu, in Rav Eliyahu Lopian's section on Tshuva, he has a major section on Hakaras Hatov, which goes to show you that a big part of doing Tshuva is being truly appreciative for the things that you have. So this will fit well with what we were talking about a few minutes ago. So the question is as follows. If the night of the Seder is the greatest night of Todah Rabbah, if it's a night where we're bringing the Karban Pesach, which in a certain sense is a Karban Todah, so says the Chassam Sofer in the name of the Barbanel, I have a very simple question. What does a Karban Todah look like? We're entering into Chumash Vayikra this week. What's a Karban Todah? It's made up of Chametz U'matzah. When you bring a karban todah, you bring loaves of bread, chametz, and matzah. So manishtana halayla azeh, how could it be that on this night, which is the greatest night of todah, of saying thanks, that it's kulo matzah? Where's the chametz? A karban todah is made up of chametz and matzah. Vareinian karban pesach ubechinas karban todah. Uva karban todah isa begemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, who brings a karban todah? What makes one eligible for a karban todah? Four categories of people bring a karban todah. Arba tzrichim lahodos, yarde hayam, if you travel through the sea. Hochei midbarios, if you walk through the desert. Mishaya chola v'nisrap, if a person was sick and they were healed. Mishaya chavush v'beis asura, a person who was in captivity. So Chavra says, I'm sure it's underlined. Again, this is the question that Chassam Sofer is wondering about in the name of the Abarbanel. There was no point in Jewish history where collectively we experienced all those things, more so than Yetzias Mitzrayim. We walked through the sea. We walked through the Midbar. We were healed when we finally got to stand at Har Sinai. The Medrash says all of our illnesses were healed when we were Mekabel the Torah. We got out of the greatest Beis Asurim, the greatest jail ever called Mitzrayim. So how could it be that on this night, which is the ultimate night of saying Todah, there's no chametz? This is the Chassam Sofer's question. V'harei b'yisiyas Mitzrayim, where it's underlined, Avru b'nei Yisrael kol eilu hadvarim shetzvichem lahodas aleim. We experience every single one of these things. Turn the page. So how is it possible? Turn the page. How is it possible, top of page Mem, Im Kain, where it's underlined, Hayatzarach lahevi im a carbon pesach chametz k'moshamevi, but carbon todah? It's a very strong question. It's a very, very strong question. Pesach is mamish a carbon todah. Where's the chametz? How could there be such a, the ultimate carbon todah without chametz? And the very nature of the carbon todah is that, again, you bring chametz loaves and you bring matzah. So we're not saying don't bring matzah, but where's the chametz? How could it be on the greatest night of Todah there's no chametz? That's the question. Manishtana halayla zeh mikol alaylos. Any other time I want to bring a karban Todah, it's chametz u'matzah. Halayla zeh kula matzah. Doesn't make sense. So says Rav Shur, you have to understand. As much as Pesach is a celebration of our freedom. If we're mature Jews, who understand Torah in a deep way, we understand it's not about us. The night's not about us. The night's about the Ribbono Shalom. Hinei ksiv lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu kiyum l'shimcha tein kavod. David Melech says in Tehillim Kuf Tezavav, Hashem, it's not about us. Don't do it for us, do it for you. For your name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tein kavod. Do it for your own honor. And if it means doing things for us, so that's going to give honor to you, realize that we understand, we don't want it for us, we want it for you. We want Klal Yisrael to not be trampled in this world, not for our sake, but for your sake, Ribbono Shel Olam. David Melech Omer, ki ein hu mevakesh klal l'tovas atzmo, ein zeh mechuvan shelo. Everything I want, Ribbono Shel Olam, is not for me. Hakol hu rak l'shimcha. It's all for you. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu kiyim l'shimcha. I want it for your name, Ribbono Shel Olam. Bavor kvod shemo yisbarach. Lama yom ruba'am, and why should the nations of the world say? Sheyesh b'zeh inyin t'chol Hashem. Why should the nations question, where's God? Where's your God, Jews? You're suffering, right? God, your God has forgotten about you. Why do you let Paro get away with a statement? Who is this Hashem that you speak of? Don't let him get away with that Hashem. And that's the tefillah of a Jew in any situation. When the Telzer Rav was being brutally murdered by the Nazis, Rav Gifter brings this in one of his svarim. Rav Mordechai Gifter became the Rosh Hashiva and Telz afterwards. But Telz in Lithuania, right? Not Telz in Cleveland. When Telz in Lithuania was being completely decimated by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. Mamish Achorban, what happened in Telz. Men, women, and children. Mamish Achorban. When the Telzer Rav was being bashed over the head by a Nazi with blood streaming down his face, it's recorded by someone who survived, who was there and saw what happened and survived. And the Nazi, Yimach Shemam V'zichro, said to the Telzer Rav, Rabbiner, Rabbi, where's your God now? Where is your God now? Right? When the Russia talks by the Seder, Mahavod is Oslachem. Nu, where's your God? Where's your God now? So the Telzer Rav, Hashem Yinkom Damo, said back to him, he said, my God? He said, my God is also your God, and you're going to know it. You'll yet see that this God that you're saying has forgotten about me, not only does he remember me, he's going to remember exactly what you're doing to me, and you're going to answer for this. You'll see. He's our God. He's not my God. He's our God. So we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, come on, do it for yourself. Let those Nazis, Yimach Shemam, know. Right? Let all the people who call for the destruction of the state of Israel and the Jewish people, come on, pop out of Kodesh Baruch Hu, reveal yourself. Do it for you. Tein kavod. Do it. Give us some kavod, but it's l'shimcha. Do it for you. Bavur kamod shmo yisbarach. Right? Why should the goyim be able to say, "Where's your God now, Rabbiner?" Why should a Nazi get away with such a thing? Sheish b'zeh inyan shel chilul Hashem. U'memela kol v'kashaso einu b'shvil atzmo. David HaMelech says, "I'm asking for you, Hashem." And that's what a serious Jew is striving for in Avodas Hashem. It's babyish to spend your whole life trying to score a lot of points so you can get a nice chelek in Olam Haba. That's a childish way to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. The goal is to bring Kavod Shemayim to this world. It's not a competition who could score more mitzvahs. It's not about getting a big prize at the end. It's about allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have presence in this world. That's the tachlis. Dear B'tachtonim. To say, Hashem, come on, reveal yourself, not for me. Give me opportunities to serve you so that I can give your presence a voice in this world. That's what David HaMelech was asking. So you know when's a great time to really show if you're serious about this? At a time where you experience salvation. Because is your salvation about you, or is your salvation about God? What does that mean? To be able to focus not on your own personal hardship and salvation, and not to celebrate your own freedom, to be able to celebrate the fact that what? That people have good things to say about God because what? Because you survived. Because you were in jail and you got out. Because you were sick and you recovered. Because you traveled in a dangerous place and you survived. It's not about your own celebration that I'm alive. I made it. It's about, oh good, people are going to say, look what God did for this person. It'll be good for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. And for you, the one who is saved, to be able to focus on Hashem and not focus on yourself, that's a big thing. To understand what the Gemara says, Bizman sha'adam mitzar shchina mama oreres. When a person is going through a difficult time, what does the Shechina say? Kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi. My head hurts, my arm hurts. The Shechina feels our pain. Think about that, Chavra. Why my head? Why my arm? The place where we wear the tefillin. When we're in pain, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my head hurts, my arm hurts. Because what's written in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Maran Brachos. Mika Amchli Yisrael Goyech Baretz. Hashem's head hurts and Hashem's arm hurts. Okay, there's a deep thing going on in that Gemara. When Hashem says, my head hurts and my arm hurts. Hashem's head is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Hashkacha watches over us. Hashem's arm, Neged Lev, is Kivyachal Hashem feels about us, and maybe even more than that. I don't want to get into it now because it's very deep and it's not something that you can say in 10 seconds. But does Hashem feel pain? When we have pain, he'll say, no, that's not possible. You can't explain that. But he's about to quote the pasuk in Tehillim, "Imo Anochi Bitzara." When Hashem says, "I'm with you in your pain," it's not that Hashem actually feels our pain, because God can't feel pain. Not so pasha. Not so pasha. I know it sounds like I'm saying something heretical. I'm actually saying something very deep that Jews believe, but not so pasha. Okay, not so pasha that Hashem kalani miroshi. It's not only that Hashem intellectually, emotionally feels our pain, which is already saying a chiddush that Hashem can emotionally feel a connection to us, but to say that Hashem physically feels our pain is a big chiddush. But in Chabad Chassidus, there's room to say such a thing. So kalani miroshi, kalani mizrahi. My head hurts, my arm hurts. Hashem says, I'm totally with you in your pain. So what are we supposed to be feeling when we come out of that pain? I feel better. I'm happy that I'm saved. Or I'm happy that Hashem's not in pain anymore. Kiviyachol. Umameila hareba tzalaso haybeze gam ken kiviyachol geula l'shchina kadosha. Shaisa b'tzar. So when things work out for you, you should say, I'm so happy that things worked out for you, God. I'm happy that Hashem, you don't have to be in my pain. I was very anxious about something silly like a final. I'm only saying it's silly in the grander scheme of things. I know it's very important to you, b'shas maisa. Sometimes. So you were very overwhelmed by that. So guess who else was overwhelmed by that? Hashem was. So when the final's over and you breathe a sigh of relief, don't let it just be your own personal feeling of, thank God that's over. Right? Not just thank you, Hashem, for putting it to rest. I'm happy for you, Hashem, that you don't have to worry about that anymore. Because when I'm worried, you're worried. When I'm stressed out, you're stressed out, Hashem. V'imkein ikra ha'avoda sha'asimcha basi asanez tiyeh rak alzen. That's what we're trying to do on Pesach. We're trying to come to the Seder to celebrate Hashem's salvation. That Hashem was saved from Paro. Not Klal Yisrael. That Hashem was saved. Look what he writes. Hinei chametz moral enochias apu'ulas adam. Chametz represents what? The things that I do. My involvement. Matzah represents pshitus. Bittul to Hashem. Al davarshu kamo shekadosh baruch hu asah b'lipu'ulas adam. Matzah is what? Matzah is something that what? That man is not responsible for. Now I'll tell you something very funny in Vina Halfachu, B'nai Yisrael writes. B'nai Yisrael says, there's nothing that man is more involved in than making matzah. There's nothing that man has to be more crazy about in his involvement in making sure that he can control it to the second than making matzah. But B'nai Yisrael says, Vina Halfachu. The way that he says it is, that the same way that man is actively involved every second of making matzah, Hashem is actively involved every second of our life. But why express that through man being so active? So I think what he's hinting to, what he doesn't say openly, what B'nai Yisrael writes in Nisan, is that even the things that you're mamish, totally involved in, the matzah that you're so precisely involved with every step of it, timing it and watching it and monitoring it, right? And even there, nah, it's matzah. At the end of the day, it's matzah. It's not you at all. It's mamish flat. It's not you at all. Pshitus, bittel. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Einod bovado. That's what matzah is. Even the thing that you thought you were so involved in, it's not really about you. So he says, chametz is anochi, it's matzah is pshitus. V'ahadavar shehu kamo shakadosh baruch asal b'lipul asalam. It's as if Hashem is doing it without your involvement. Again, even though it's ironic that man is very much involved in the baking of matzah. By matzah, haremez al pulas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matzah alludes to Hashem doing everything. Kamo she'omrim b'Hagada, al shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlachim v'galam. Nisan is what? Isarusa dela'ila. Hashem does everything. We don't have schus. We're on a low level in Mitzrayim, and Hashem did everything. He took care of us. Ve'ein b'zeh ta'aruvas ma'isaldim. There's no mixture. There's no admixture of God and man. It's just God. V'yesh lomer lefi zeh ki toda shabal echad me'arba dvarim sha'aleim chayavan lahodos. So here's our answer. However, here's the answer. Normally, when you bring a karban toda, it's a mix of what? Chametz matzah. Because it's basically impossible for you to what? To be a big enough person to say, it's all about you, God. Come on, there's a little chametz here. The fact that I, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, had lymphoma, and I'm alive, as much as I'm unbelievably thankful to Hashem that I'm not dead, that I'm here to learn Torah with you on this Sunday morning, and my family's very happy about that also, right? I don't know if you guys like me, I'm still trying to figure it out. But I'm happy I'm here. Yeah? But I'm so thankful to Hashem, but there's a little bit of a good feeling. There's a little bit of my own hana that I'm alive. That I was treading that line between life and death, and I'm here and I'm alive to Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, to say that. So when I bring my karban toda, while there's a lot of matzah, there's also some chametz. Pesach, we're striving for what? Manishtana halayla zeh kulo matzah. On Pesach, we're trying to what? Totally put aside our own hana and say, Hashem, tonight we're going to really make it about you. That's a very high level. That's a very high level to be mevatel one's own personal salvation and say, it's all about the fact that you were in pain in Mitzrayim, Hashem. And we're so sorry you were in pain in Mitzrayim. We're so happy you got out of Mitzrayim. V'lachein b'ktsas chametz. Normally there's a little bit of chametz. However, he says, look at the bottom. Two lines by the arrow. Ulam bePesach yachol la'adam lios legamri l'shem shemayim. On Pesach, halayla zeh kula matzah. Go to the top of the next column. He quotes an Imre Emes. We have 7 minutes left. Let's finish up strong. The Imre Emes and the Likutim to Zvachim. Let's learn a Mishnah in Zvachim. Anyone here ever learned Mishnah in Zvachim? Yeah? Okay, good. We're going to learn the first Mishnah in Zvachim together. What does the first Mishnah in Zvachim have to do with Karban Pesach? Let's find out. The opening Mishnah in Pesach is Zvachim. Kol hazvachim shenizvachu shalo lishman kasherin el shalo alu labalim l'shem chova chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. Okay, let's learn a Mishnah. It's kedai to wake up today just to learn a Mishnah. Kol hazvachim shenizvachu shalo lishman. Normally when you shecht a karban, it has to be shechted lishma, with a sense of, what am I shechting this karban for? Who am I shechting this karban for? So if you shecht a karban shalo lishma, you shecht it for the wrong thing. It was supposed to be one type of karban, and you decide to shecht it for a different type of karban, or for a different type of owner. Is the karban pasul? Can the karban still be processed? Can it be offered on the mizbeach? If it's a karban that we eat, can the kohanim still eat it? The answer is yes, 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 yes. Kosher. The only problem is that the guy who needed a specific carbon brought on his behalf didn't have that carbon brought on his behalf. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kol hazvachim shenizvachu shalo lishman kasherim. It's kosher in terms of being able to be processed in the mikdash. It's kosher in terms of being able to what? Be eaten by kohanim. El shalo alu labalim l'shem chova. But what? But the karban doesn't work for its owner. The owner still has to bring another karban because he didn't have the proper karban brought on his behalf. What's the exception? Where do we insist that you need lishma or it passels the karban? Karban Pesach. Why? Where it's underlined? Ki Pesach hu haschala b'avodas Hashem. Because Pesach is the beginning. HaChodesh Alachem Rosh Chodashim. Pesach is the beginning of everything. V'aschala tzarech lios kulo lishma b'li ta'aruvos shalo lishma. Says the Imre Emes, says Rav Avraham Mordechai, the third Ger Rebbe, son of the Sfas Emes, survivor of the Holocaust, escaped the hands of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, says the Imre Emes, because we don't start Karban Pesach. You don't start with a bidyavid karban. You don't start with a karban that's a mix of you and God. You start with God. You start with the Ribono Shel Olam. Period. Karban Pesach is the haschala, and the haschala needs to be totally lishma. V'lachein avodas haPesach tzarach lios kulo matzah, belita roves. Atzmis klal b'avoda, not to mix in any of yourself. That's why, even though it's the ultimate karban toda, it's kulo matzah. That's the answer to the Chassam Sofer's question. Okay, chaver, a final point. Here we go. V'yesh levar yoser dinei ksiv Pesach hu laHashem. We know that actually in the Torah, it refers to the Pesach as a Pesach laHashem. Says the Mechilta, Pesach hu laHashem, she'akol ma'isav l'shem shemayim. Karban Pesach has to be laHashem, entirely for Hashem. Everything has to be done l'shem shemayim. Says the Sfas Emes, Pesach tafresh nun dalid, she'kol asimcha b'lel Pesach, hu al ge'ulas hashchina kadosha. That's right. Don't show up at the Seder looking to have a good time. Don't even look up at the showing up. Don't even look to show up at the Seder to say, thank you for everything you did for me, Hashem. Show up at the Seder to say, Hashem, I'm so happy for you. I know that's a language that we're not used to thinking of, not used to saying. Kula matzah. Kula matzah. Says to Hashem, as Pesach hula Hashem, period. Shekol asimcha balela Pesach hu agu'ulas hashchina. Hashem, you were in captivity and you got out of captivity. He quotes the Zohar in Parshas Emor, where it's bolded, where it's highlighted. The Zohar says, on the Leil Pesach we fulfill Va'anochi A'alcha. Va'anochi A'alcha. What does the Pasuk say? Anochi Eiredimcha Mitzrayim. I'll go down with you into Mitzrayim. Va'anochi A'alcha. And I will come up with you. Says the Sfas Emes at the Leil HaSeder, we focus entirely on the what? The Anochi A'alcha. That I went up. And if you want to cling to Hashem, you can come along for the ride. But the real one who was being saved in Mitzrayim was Hashem. The Shekhinah was being saved. Now of course the Shekhinah means us, right? The Shekhinah means this part of the Neshama that has been infused into our bodies. But the focus is the soul. The soul was being saved. The Shekhinah was being saved. Hashem was being saved in Mitzrayim. That's the focus. He says in the top of the left column, a person who is davak by Hashem is pulled out of Mitzrayim along with Hashem. Azem yatzu biyachad im Hashchina. V'zeh kavanos hemshech ha-pasuk. The pasuk says, Va'anochi a'alcha gam alo. I went up, and you also, gam, you also came along for the ride. But we have to always be the gam. We have to be the secondary, at best, the secondary component. The ikar is hatzalas Hashchina. I know, again, it's a funny idea. We're not used to thinking in this way. We're so caught up in our own Anochi that we forget that the first words we ever heard from Hashem was Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Eret Mitzrayim. I was suffering in Mitzrayim. But Anochi A'alcha Gam Alo. And I came up, and if you cling to me, then you also Gam Alo. You get to come along for the ride. Turn to the last page. Turn to the last page. He says, this is the question of the Rasha. The Rasha asks at the Seder, Ma Ha'avoda Azos Lachem? The Rasha says, the Rasha is very smart. The Rasha is saying, I understand why this is a celebration of God, but what does this have to do with you? You weren't fully saved when you left Mitzrayim, and the truth is he's right. We, the Jewish people, were not fully saved. And the truth is, on the night of the Seder, that's not when we left Mitzrayim. So what are we celebrating, the Leil Seder? The Rasha doesn't understand. What's the celebration here? We say, Rasha, well, you don't understand this because you're focused on you. And if you're focused on you, you say, this is not a complete salvation, and you're right. But if you're focused on God, this is the night that God was saved. If you're focused on the Shekhinah, this is the night that the Shekhinah was saved. The Rasha is what? What do we say to the Rasha? Rasha, you're focused on yourself. Ma avodah zos lachem. The Rasha says, how does this nogea to you? Right? So what do we say to him? Lefisha hosi atzmo min aklal kofar beikar. He excluded the pashup shot. He excluded atzmo. He excluded himself, right, from the klal yisrael. That's why he says lachem, you guys, to the exclusion of me, and therefore he's a heretic, and he wouldn't have been saved if he was there. That's the normal way we learn. Sfasemes, Rav Shor is telling us, Sfasemes learned it differently. When he says ma'avod lezos lachem, he wasn't excluding himself from the Jewish people. He was saying, as a person, I want to know what this has to do with people. This is not a complete salvation for people, and he's right. And he's what? Lafisha hosi atzmo min aklal. You know what atzmo means? Look what Rosh Hashanah writes. He says from the Beis HaLevi, atzmo means God. He excluded God, and that's why he has no clue what's going on. That's why he's all confused. Where do you see that Atzma is a code word for God? When Titos HaRasha goes into Kodesh Kadashim, into the Beis HaMikdash, and Titos HaRasha stabs the Paroches, and the Paroches starts to bleed in the Gemara and Gittin, Nun Vav Amud Beis. And what does Titos think? Kasavar Haragis Atzmo. He thinks that he killed Atzmo. Who's Atzmo? The one who's the source of all Etzem. Etzem means essence. He thinks he killed God. Titos, when he stabbed the Paroches and the Paroches started to bleed, he thought he had killed God. So when the Rasha is what? Hotzi Atzmo Min HaKlal, he's not excluding himself. He's excluding God. And that's why he has a strong question. If this is a night about our celebration, our salvation is not done yet. What are we celebrating? Wait till at least you get to Har Sinai. Celebrate Shavuos. I get Shavuos. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't have questions on Shavuos. The Rosh Hashanah has a question at the Seder. What's this a celebration of? Because he's self-centered. He's focused on Anochi, his Anochi, not God's Anochi. And therefore he doesn't understand what's happening. So what's the answer to the Rosh Hashanah? It's so mamish klar. We said to the Rosh Hashanah, Va'amartem, Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem. We say to the Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to understand if you focus on yourself. Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem. This night is not about us. It's about God. It's about saving the Rabbono Shel Olam. It's about celebrating God's salvation. That the Paro who said, who is this God that you speak of? I never heard of him. By the end of the night, everyone's heard of him. By the end of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole world has heard of him. That's what we're celebrating. So says Rav Shor, in the paragraph that begins, Od Yoser Mizeh Nomar, B'Shevach Chavivas Klal Yisrael, V'ad Kamayim K'shurim M'K'sharim L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Rav Shor in conclusion, you want to see how great the Jewish people are, She'kol Yitziyasim Mitzrayim Ha'isam Machma Zeh Achibur. The only reason we got out of Mitzrayim is because of this attachment. If we focus on ourselves, we stay in Mitzrayim. If we realize that in Mitzrayim Hashem is suffering, and that's what we care about. That's how the Jews got out of Mitzrayim, and that's how we get out of the final gullus. It's counterintuitive. You think we need to focus on ourselves. No. We need to feel really sad. We need to feel really sad that there's a mosque on top of Kodesh Kedashim. Not for ourselves, for Hashem. We need to feel really sad. We need to feel really sad that there are people in the world who hate Jews. Not because we're scared that God forbid we'll get killed by some terrorist, Yimach Shemo. But we're scared that what? We're scared that every time a Jew, Chas V'Shalom, gets hurt by one of the Rishon, one of our enemies, it's a Chilul Hashem. Lo lanu, v'shimcha, tein kavod. Do it for yourself, Rabbanu Shalom. Anochi Alcha. Anochi Alcha. A Jew focuses on what? Anochi Alcha. I, Hashem, came out of Mitzrayim. And then you, Gam Allah, you come along for the ride. That's a Jew who's going to have salvation. And he quotes the Zohar, the famous Zohar, Kuchibrichu Arayis of Yisrael Chadhu. That if we cling to Hashem, then we're saved. Concludes Rav Shor with a gematria. Says Rav Shor in the final paragraph, V'zehu avodas yemei ha-pesach, leidad kama anu mikusharim be'etzim la-Kadosh Baruch Hu. How much are we connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And how much are we going to have a sense of our Anochi? To whatever degree we focus on His Anochi. Says Rav Shor, what does the pasuk say? Anochi eridim cha Mitzrayim, I went down with you into Mitzrayim. Va'anochi a'alcha, and I, with a capital I, Hashem, I came out of Mitzrayim. But you also, gam alo, you also came along for the ride. Says Rav Shor, gam alo is gematria Pesach. The essence of Pesach is to realize that you also came out, but you weren't the main one who came out. Gam, also. Secondary. The main thing is that Hashem came out. You also came along. Gam alo is 148 gematria Pesach. And if I realize that I can just ride a Kodesh Baruch Hu's coattails, like the famous story that Yaffa Eliach tells from the Holocaust, you know the Maisa, hold on to my coat and we'll jump across. I was holding on to the tzaddikim before me and you held on to me. If you hold on, if you grab on to the tzaddik, in this case, tzaddik Hashem, you grab on to Hashem, and you focus that, and you say, Hashem, you are the one who is in trouble in Mitzrayim. But you're also the one who's not at all worried about Mitzrayim. And I'm just going to come along for the ride. So, Gam Aloz Gematria Pesach. Shemi Golda Ma'alasso Ad Kama Kol Davashu Pogim Harei Upogim Gam Lamalach HaShalom. If everything that bad happens to you in this world, you say, it's not bad, it's not about me, it's about Hashem, then you get to come along, and you get to be redeemed. So, Mirtz Hashem. We should come to Pesach. Again, this is a hard avoda. But that's the manishtana. It's the secret. Manishtana, that tonight is kulo matzah. It's karban todah. There should be chametz. No, we're trying to not mix in ourselves. We're trying to allow it to be a night of tame kavod l'shimcha, of giving honor to the name of the one above. Shkoyach.